Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the On Track podcast. Today, we're recording from Altium Live, Frankfurt, Germany. And I have with me two of our speakers and my dear friends, Carl Schatke, who designs boards for a electrical vehicle manufacturer, and also Max Seeley, who's with 3M. And so they are both speakers here, and I thought it'd be fun to get together and give you a chance to hear from them.
Welcome to Altium's On Track podcast, where we talk to leaders about PCB design, tackling subjects ranging from schematic capture all the way to the manufacturing floor. I'm your host, Judy Warner. Please listen in every week and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and all your favorite podcast apps. And be sure to check out the show notes at altium.com/podcast, where you can find great resources and multiple ways to connect with us on social media.
Welcome, gentlemen. It's always fun to hang out with you. So why don't you start by just introducing yourself and telling us a little bit about the work that each of you do.
So I'm a printed circuit board designer. I've been doing printed circuit board design for 46 years. I design a lot of different varieties of printed circuit boards, high speed boards, high voltage, high current, complex controllers, sensors, test equipment, large variety of different circuit boards. Very passionate about doing design, teaching about design, learning about design. Very passionate user of the Altium software. I've been a user since 1985 when ProTel first came out.
Awesome. How about you, Max?
So Max Seeley, I work at 3M. I'm in the corporate research lab at 3M and part of the digital solutions group at 3M. My group, we have at 3M, we have 24 different business divisions. And my group essentially supports those divisions when it comes to development of high technology printed circuit boards. Well, high technology electronics.
Very good. Yeah. So we've been together in a variety of roles the last few years at Altium Live. This is our third one. So how did you guys originally connect?
I think we met at PCB West originally, but then we got to know each other more the last year when we came to Munich. Max and I went and toured the city for a day. And we got to know each other, you know, quite a bit better by taking a day off and touring Munich and seeing the Glockenspiel and, you know, going to different coffee shops and things like that. So we had a great time, got to know each other a lot better.
Yeah, and you know, definitely connected at the PCB West, but also the inaugural Altium Live event. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like Carl said, we spent a lot of time together at the conference last year, and then going into Munich to tour the city.
Yeah,
it was cold.
It was snowing last year because we held it in January. Yeah. Not a good month for a conference in Germany. So as you said, Max, I remember you both being keynote speakers our very first year. So thank you for doing that. That was great, and it's been really fun to sort of watch your friendship sort of develop over these years of Altium Live. So tell me what you think about the importance to each of you in regards to conferences and self-educating and being involved in things like Altium Live or PCB West. How do you think that served you in your career?
So to me, coming to conferences exposes you to different thinking, different viewpoints, different points of view, and different methodologies. CAD tools are complex by their very nature. They do a lot. There's tons of different features. Almost impossible to know them all. When you come to see how other people do things, usually you pick up something that they do that you don't do, and you're like, I could add that to what I'm doing. Or they're thinking about something in a way that's different than I've already thought or been instructed to do it. So it exposes you to a lot more different viewpoints of thinking. I think that's really, really helpful, is to just get just get that other viewpoint. And then also the connection that you make with different people is an opportunity to ask questions and to, you know, let other people ask questions for you. So as your network increases, your value increases to the community, and then the community has more value for you as you have more nodes into the community. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's very valuable to increase your number of contacts and the depth of your contacts as well. So breadth and depth are the two things that you improve by going to conferences. You improve your breadth of of information, then you can go into depth in a lot of different things as well. And somebody will take a deep dive into an area that, you know, maybe you've only, you know, waded in.
Right.
And I think that's really, really helpful mm-hmm. to, you know, improve your acumen for the profession.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Max?
You know, I would say one of the things that was most frustrating for me becoming a proficient PCB designer was where to get the information. And furthermore, you know, if you're studying something like calculus, you can look up in a book and get a pretty definitive approach and methodology to solving a problem. And it's universal. You open up calculus book A and you get the same, you know, recommendation, solution, mm-hmm. or approach that you would generally get if you open a different calculus book. With PCB design, I did not find that to be the case. Number one, the material was really hard to come by, mm-hmm. you know, and I think there's stuff that's more readily available now,
right.
But, you know, there's very few textbooks that are out there that are definitive on the subject.
You hear that even in this conference, this banter that goes back and forth, right? Where one person says, "Zap's lose way," yeah. and yeah. it's kind of fun to hear the debate.
Yes.
Because I don't, yeah, I can yeah. see that there's not like one clear black and white way to do things. There's a lot of different paths you
there
can go.
There is, but you know, I would say one of the things that I think evolved with me and really helped me to be a good designer was learning to sift through the BS because yeah. there's a lot of it out there.
A lot of bad information.
And, you know, I think there's a couple of things. Number one is, you know, what are the sources for your information? And I've definitely learned to kind of focus on a couple of sources of information that I really trust. I mean, you know, prior to meeting Carl, I learned some valuable things from Carl indirectly. Rick Hartley has been a profound influence on my career. Mike Creedon, Henry Ott, you know, mm-hmm. that was a book that I thought it doesn't get enough recognition in the PCB design world is, I hope I get the name right, but Electromagnetic Compatibility, mm-hmm. I think is the book. And I think it's just a great textbook. But anyways, you know, learning where to go for the information, but I think it's really important to, you know, as you get this information, regardless of what source it's from, whether it's from a person or, you know, if it's from a book, is to really ask, is there a sound mm-hmm. scientific explanation for what that person is saying?
Right.
You know, if someone's just spouting off an opinion and not providing a justification or methodology that they mm-hmm. use to come up with that opinion, then I would be skeptical.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that sort of speaks to what we're doing here at Altium Live. We come up with this concept of learn, connect, inspire. And I think you've both really said learning, connecting, right? And you just both had the opportunities to speak to some students we have here from Delft Hyperloop, which is like my favorite thing to do is just to stand back and watch guys of your caliber talk to these students that are just getting their feet wet, right? And helping them skip over some probably pretty big mistakes over the next year when they're designing their new pod. And in that way, I feel I get inspired by those kids, and I get inspired by seeing you guys together. So I think what you're saying really sort of ties into the theme of our conference. So you guys are doing a talk together called PCB to Schematic, Passing the Baton Like a Champ, right?
Yeah. Schematic to PCB. Passing the Baton Like a Champ.
So tell us about why you chose that topic and to do it together, and what value you think that that holds for the...
So I thought it would be a very useful discussion to go over how you move from the schematic to the PCB, and like what's that transfer process, and take an experienced engineer, take an experienced designer, and then look at that process of transferring the data. How does the schematic get set up so that it can be transferred? How do you import that data in a way that makes sense? How do you talk about the different design constraints? What are the questions that should be asked? And then, you know, like what are some of the pitfalls of transferring a design and not sharing it? You know, where are the landmines in the process? And, you know, how can we teach people to walk without stepping on those? Okay, mm-hmm. So that's kind of what our talk's about, is how to take a design and, you know, move it forward through the process in an efficient manner so that you do transfer the information. So, like, what's important to Max when he's doing the design needs to be translated to me. So I have to understand, I want to elicit as much information as I can from him about the circuit, and then I want to be able to design the optimal printed circuit board for that particular design. So what are the things that matter to him? How do I find that out? How is he going to communicate that to me? So we talk about passing a baton. The race is lost if you drop the baton, right? Yeah. So you don't want to drop the baton. So how do you do that? You make sure that you get your hands in the right place. You get lined up on your steps. You start when it's time to start, and you slow down when it's time to slow down. But you have to match. And bringing that match together is the process of moving that schematic to the printed circuit board, and then ultimately designing, you know, the optimal product through that process. So Max has a lot of tips that he has put together over the years, and then I have a lot of questions that I've asked over the years that I find are very helpful. What's our environment? What's our cost? What are the goals for the design? You know, we talk about that initially, and we talk about how to set up the schematics to meet that, and then we go into, you know, the transfer of the design and that process. So we cover quite a bit.
You've got 2 hours. Right. Mm-hmm. So Max, you guys already taught this once in San Diego. So what kind of things are you covering, and what was the response you got, and why do you think this topic's important and relevant?
Sure. I mean, you know, so I think Carl did a great job of talking about the main points of why we wanted to do this presentation. You know, I had a little bit of a selfish motivation in this. I really wanted to pick Carl's brain. I mean, you know, as much experience as he has, 46 years in printed circuit board design, I will just say that I don't have, I'm 42 years old. So, you know, and so I really wanted to, I was really looking forward to learning from Carl and his experience. And it was, I absolutely learned a lot. You know, that's kind of the great thing about doing these presentations, is they're just a fantastic way to learn. I mean, we get to learn from each other. And then I think in just teaching something, it really forces you to look at, you know, where your deficiencies are and your understanding of a topic. And the more I teach something, the less of an expert I feel like, you know, but that's a good thing, I think.
I think it's important to have a child's mind when you approach a project. Like, tell me about this. You know, like a child will always ask questions, and we should never, ever fear asking questions. I think professionally, the most valuable skill we all have is the ability to ask questions. Like, if you can continue to ask questions, even at my level, I ask a lot of questions. I feel that that's really important. Whenever we have an intern or somebody new starting in our group, it's like, I tell them right away, the most important skill you have is asking questions. Don't ever be afraid to ask questions. The only bad question is the one you didn't answer, because that enables good communication. Good communication brings a team together and effectively working. That's super important.
Yeah. And so the thing that was really cool about doing this for me was to see, with kind of two different backgrounds. I mean, Carl being primarily a designer and me being an engineer who does design. I can't think of a place where we disagreed or we were out of alignment in what we wanted to do or approach to things. You know, I anticipated kind of going into this that there was going to be a point at which Carl was going to say, well, I, you know, want to do it this way. And I was going to say, well, I want to do it this way. And we were just going to have to agree to disagree. And I don't think we had any of those points in our process or our approach to how we do things.
We found a lot of similarities in our methodology and best practices. We definitely shared, you know, different best practices with each other, and we'll be sharing that with our audience as well. And that's what it's about, is like developing that process in a way that's, I like to bring it up organically, like let it grow. Like, where's it going to go? Let's let it grow. You know, let's water it and let's give it light and see what happens. You know, I think that's a very useful way to approach, you know, the design cycle is, you know, just let the learning happen when it's supposed to happen, and like, just be aware of the different areas where, you know, where you do see problems. Like, that's having the experience I have, is I've seen a lot of things go wrong. And, you know, sometimes they hurt, and like, I don't like to get hurt twice the same way. So I'm real careful about it. And, you know, that's one of the things that our audience will benefit from, is the fact that, you know, we're going to be sharing a lot of the ways that we see designs getting messed up or, you know, miscommunicated, or, you know, like, we're going to go over those kinds of issues in our presentation. And we share a lot of that.
Yeah. And I think this is, you know, a point in the design process. It's kind of an exciting point in the design process. So you're done with the design capture and you get to move to the physical layer.
Yeah. Right, you know? Right.
And I think as a result of that, people just kind of rush through this. I mean, you're seeing light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
You're gonna make your printed circuit board, but I think this is actually a time where it's critical in the design process to slow down a little bit. You know, as we
As you're doing the schematics, you're pushing super hard to get them done.
Yeah.
And then when you finally do hand it off, it's a chance for you to take a break for a little bit and collect your thoughts about how you're going to test your product and put a test plan together and those kinds of things. But once it's handed off to the designer, it's like parts, placement, routing, you know, post, you know, processing, you know, get that board done as quickly as possible. Typically, that's what's being asked for, because nobody makes any money until you have a product to sell. And usually the printed circuit board is, you know, the last thing in the project. Everything else is done. And then the board finally comes to fruition and, you know, you can go build this thing. So there's definitely an excitement level, but it kind of transfers. And then of course, once you do get into the PCB design, then obviously there's a lot of checking that goes on from the engineer to the printed circuit board project. And we want to make sure that you know, is also part of the process. But there's definitely, like, you know, once as a designer, we start, you know, we push as hard as we can to get that, you know, result as quickly as possible.
When you taught this in San Diego, did you have any really interesting questions or feedback that you got from the attendees, or was there a lot of questions, or?
Oh, we had some questions about like differences in process. Like some people do things differently, and when we recommended one way, other people had, you know, some ways that they did, and they didn't know, you know, they didn't know what they were seeing. Like there were some very beginning users, and they weren't really sure what they were looking at. So they had some questions around that. Mm-hmm. There were some experienced users that had some tips on, you know, other ways of doing things. You know, no one methodology is the right methodology. Right. Methodology should be adaptable to whatever the product is that you're designing, whatever, you know, the timeline is. We, like, in engineering, we need to be flexible to change. Like, it's super important to, you know, be ready to change, because there will be changes. Yeah. And we need to be ready for that in the, you know, in the design process, and not be irritated by it. You know, like, it's pretty easy to get irritated with changes, but the right mindset to me is like, let's build the right product, you know, let's do the right thing. I think that's a much better mindset, and it kind of takes away some of the irritation level. It's like, no, this is the right thing to do, let's just get it done. You know, like that's a far better attitude to have around like the ECO process, which is inevitable. There will be changes.
So speaking of ECO, Max, did you guys, now that you're transferring this talk to Frankfurt this week, did you guys do any tweaking in your presentation at all? Or are you keeping it straight as it is?
No, I think that was surprising to me, is it went off pretty well. And, you know, it's challenging with, because we had Vince up there from Altium. I think the biggest challenge to our presentation was just timing. You know, we've got three people kind of, co-presenting, or Vince, you know, is doing a demo after we're done doing our main presentation. But no big changes. You know, the thing that I wish with this presentation is that we actually had longer. I mean, I think it, you know, because of the time constraints, we have to kind of rush through some topics where we could spend, you know, we're in our presentation, we spend 2 minutes talking about something that we could spend half a day talking about.
Yeah.
You pick your, you pick your topics to delve more in depth to.
So for our audience, by the time this comes out, I probably won't have it online yet, but probably within about a month's time, we will have the recording of Max and Carl's presentation online. We'll be sure to share that with you. Just wanted to give you a heads up. So check back here in the show notes, or check out our website on the Altium Live website, and those should be up within a month or so. So gentlemen, I'm wrapping up here. In both San Diego and Frankfurt, we've been here for a couple days now here in Frankfurt. What have been the highlights for each of you, Altium Live so far?
You know, I would say definitely, and I've said this before, I've been to a lot of different technical conferences, and I'd say the thing that really separates, the Altium Live conference for me is the community. It's weird, you know, you don't expect to come to technical conferences and have the sense of community that you get at this event, but that's really what I enjoy the most about it.
Yeah, I think what I've enjoyed the most is meeting new engineers and finding out what they're working on, and just, you know, talking geek stuff about, you know, hey, what is it you're working on? Oh, cool. What do you find challenging about that kind of work? And you know, why do you like that? And just talking about people's different passions with what they're doing. For every designer there is here, there's a project they're working on, and it's fascinating to learn all the differences that, you know, people have. I've learned, you know, a lot of different projects that people are working on. It's just fun to hear you know, what interests people and what they're, you know, what they're being tasked with and what they're working on. It's just fun to hear all those different stories. So I just love the storytelling about what folks are working on.
Yeah. Well, I hadn't planned on it, but I think I want to right now. I think one of my favorite things so far is to see you guys engage at different levels with students. I love that. So in San Diego, Carl brought some of his old tape ups from the golden days and put them out on a table. I'll try to find these photos and share them on in the show notes. But Carl laid out these tape ups, and I had been sitting with these 20-something, you know, young designers who'd never seen tape ups. And they were from Uber and from Lyft, and they just glommed onto your things, and which is so fascinating to sort of see the history of design. So, and I know they inspire you as well, right? I know it's a two-way street, and to see you guys both talking to the Delft Loop kids, and which is the community, right? Mm. It's about how we're coming together and really inspiring each other, and it's really fun to see you guys work together, but then again, reach back and really impact the students. So thanks so much, you guys. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Judy. Thank you, Max.
Again, this has been Judy Warner with the On Track Podcast. Thanks so much for joining us today at Altium Live in Frankfurt. Please remember to like, subscribe, and send us your comments. Today, we've met several people here in at the conference that are on track listeners, and so we want to learn from you as well as them, so please chime in. Thanks again for joining us. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember to always stay on track.